Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're turning into Fats Waller.
No one to talk with, all by myself. I'm on the open road, headed from Cornwall to Guelph.
Ain't miss but driving, saving all my cash for a used Camry.
A used Camry. 18-inch wheels, high tensile metal. My 6-inch heels are pressed up on the pedal.
Ain't miss but driving,
listening to review. Like Matt Bonner in a corner, this Camry handles like Julius Randall. Gentle ride, sharp steering, and a potent engine option that boasts a generous list of standard safety tech.
He's just reading. Yeah, yeah, obviously, he's just reading the Camry specs.
That was like...
That was my favorite one we've ever gotten.
Put me in a, like, I'm cozy. It's fall. I've been saying this for months, but now it's
right,
true.
Right, that's the issue. Exactly. I was the first person to say it was
and
fall.
I've always
right, you were
said
wrong
it,
at the time.
But now it's... Bitch, it's October. Right. I couldn't be more thrilled. Hi, Jeffy. I feel like we haven't done this show in 10 years.
I think it's only been 2 weeks, but it's felt
really?
Very long. I was thinking that, on the walk downstairs.
Holy shit, what a trek for you.
Bitch, it is oct.
Bitch, it is oct. How do we feel about oct, Jeffrey?
No, I'm saying it's like the, bitch, I'm a ghost. Actually, that would also work.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's Halloween season, and I ain't miss but driving. Yeah. That came in from James, by the way. We should plug his Instagram.
James.
At James Geisbrecht. JAMES_GIESBRECHT. And he said big flan.
Big flan. Big flan. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, what have you been up to? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a year.
Again. We've talked, and also only 2 weeks since the last time we recorded, but it has felt like a long time.
It feels like a lot.
You shot Chauncey.
Daniel and I wrote a short film, and we had a 2-day shoot. Should have done 3, but that's okay. but you know what? We did it.
I can hear the pain in that.
No. We got. I mean, listen. We wrapped last night.
Not even last night.
Morning.
Not even 12 hours ago.
Not even 12 hours ago. We wrapped. And I'm so thrilled. This was gonna be my what shook me. I guess I have a different watch. I do have a different what shook me. But like, I am so over the moon. I'm so excited about it. We had fucking incredible crew. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth was like producer of the year. it was so much fun. And I'm really, really, really excited to put it together and like get it out there. It's one of like my favorite things I've ever made. I'm so proud of it and so excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had for 2 12-hour days, we set up to do 51 shots in a day. And on day
That's
one,
too many.
We got 48.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. And day two, we cut some stuff. We like trimmed a couple things. We're doing one pickup today. None of this matters literally to anyone. But
no, it's,
but yeah. We got like 50 shots yesterday.
That's crazy. That's unbelievable. That's like, for, we were flying. I mean, a lot of people I think that listen to this. Yeah. Make their own content, like, you guys know that it's that's insane.
It was insane, but it was just also just like very Elizabeth and I, we were talking, like, we both had moments of just like, because at least for me, this is the first thing I've shot since the pandemic, and so that was surreal. And we shot it in our house, and so there was a moment last night where it's just like, first of all, I'm like, wow, to have 8 people in our bedroom. That's the most amount of people that's ever been in Daniel and my bedroom. But
yeah, forget COVID.
Forget COVID, just like, at all. But we're like, wow. I was thinking, like, man, there was a time not too long ago that I really didn't think we could do this again. And so I was just, I'm just like so grateful and so excited to share it with everybody.
That's fun.
So yeah.
It looked awesome. The still that I think you only sent me one, but it looked great.
It's very silly, and I can't fucking wait to put it together. What about you? What have you been doing? Oh, you're a Celsius man now. Everyone's getting on the Celsius train.
What's new with me? A Celsius to have and
drink. Okay.
Drink.
Got it. Yeah.
You didn't react like I thought you would. I thought that you would kind of celebrate.
No, listen, I feel like a lot of people I know are going on the Celsius train, like leaving cold brew in the dust.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's both for me to have.
It's both what?
It's both.
What's
cold
both?
Brew and Celsius is what I've been doing.
Okay, so that's why you're shaking.
The CDC recommends for me... No
not
more than 500 G.
Not everything needs
of
to
caffeine.
Rhyme. Not everything needs to rhyme.
No, you're not supposed to have more than 400 grams of caffeine in a day. This has 200, and a cold brew has 100.
Jesus
so
Christ!
Basically, I can have 2 Celsius,
no,
or I can have 2
so.
Cold brews or a Celsius.
I don't think so.
7 essential vitamins proven in 6 published university studies. No high fructose corn syrup. And did I mention it has B vitamins?
Did I mention Jetty Oscar?
Did I mention it has B vitamins?
I'm thrilled for you.
Cecily got me on it, and it's I got it as a joke, but it is unbelievable.
Do you need
I
to
mean,
talk?
It's unbelievable.
Do we need
no,
to
yeah.
like?
100%. I just like to cry for help. For
yeah,
sure.
No. We can do it off of this podcast.
No, I am enjoying an ice cold Celsius. An ice cold Celsius.
An
sparkling
ice
wild berry.
Cold Celsius.
It's an ice cold Celsius and sparkling wild berry today is the choice of Celsius. But I figure it's gonna be right.
Okay. I don't really know how to segue off of that. So today we're talking about weighted blankets.
Weighted blankets, yeah.
It's fall, and so nothing screams fall like being cozy.
It's almost been a year since that Gabriel's episode.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's true. Jeffrey.
We should ask him if he wants to do cozy part 2.
I would love that. Jeff, have you ever been embraced by a weighted blanket? Have you ever used one in your life?
Have you ever felt the warm embrace of a gravity blanket between your legs?
In between your legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've used them. I don't own one.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I honestly should get one because I loved it so much to have it that way.
To have it
and, literally and physically to have and to hold. I love it does have an anti-anxiety effect, but I think that it's a lot of the reviews even say this. My fear has always been that it'd be too hot because you know how hot I run. Like literally my resting temperature is 99.
Jesus
and that's not a fever.
Christ.
But I do have this wool blanket. I haven't been using it because post LASIK you don't want wool near your eyes, but as the old saying goes, but
yeah,
this is
everyone knows the saying. The old saying post LASIK, you don't want to have a lot of wool near your eyes.
Yeah, it wasn't pull the wool over my eyes. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that entire sentence is the saying that everyone says.
Yes.
very, not 30 pounds, but, you know, it has a weight to it, and I like tucking my feet into the wool.
Mm. See, I too have read that it's like, it's good for, you know, helping with anxiety, but for me, okay, and there's the Celsius, got it. I get pretty claustrophobic, and so it's like, for me, it's like, yeah, to be smothered, like, I don't know, I've never tried it, but I have the fear that it would have the opposite effect on me, and I would feel mm-hmm. very suffocated. I also run hot when I sleep, so often what I'll do when I'm falling asleep is I'll get myself all cozy, but without a doubt, literally every morning I wake up, I have kicked all of the covers off of me, except I like keeping my feet in, so literally nothing up until the ankle.
No, and that's how I used to have that blanket, mm-hmm. and then I ended up pulling the whole thing. But that's a whole vibe.
Yeah, but weighted blanket,
weights on the feet.
I do have friends who have weighted blankets, and they I've asked them about them, and they're like, you know what? It's great. You fall asleep in a minute. The downside is you will not get out of bed. It is impossible to
really
get up because it's like, well, now I'm here.
Like, if you have to pee or in the morning.
No, just like, it's like to have that weight on you. They're just like, you will stay in bed the entire day. Like, it is, it's impossible to just be like, okay, well, time to shake it off.
Now I want one.
You should get one to try. I've never tried it.
I don't think I would use it to sleep. I think I would use it to, just watch TV or something. Mm. Yeah. No?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to buy one, but.
Okay, then
if
I won't.
You can, for you, we don't Mm-mm. know. What do you mean, mm-mm?
Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
If you don't get the blanket, then I can't.
Why?
What do you mean? We have the same shit.
No, I don't drink Celsius. You bought one. Now it's
That's a bad example, but you drink stuff.
I drink stuff.
You have a house. I have a house that we live in.
We don't live together.
I know. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you live in a house and I live in a house.
Okay.
You have jeans, I have
Oh my too. God, let's get to there. We don't have to have all the same shit.
Have you bought anything new recently? This is not completely unrelated. I'm just like kind of maybe like I should get something.
I just got some new lotion because I was out and
Me too. I'll get that.
Did you? You don't have to get it if you don't use it. You asked me what I bought and I'm like, oh, I was out of lotion and I bought new body lotion. And you're like, oh,
and I'll get some.
No, you don't have to do that. I'd actually really rather you didn't do it because I don't want us to have the same things. I'm not going to tell you what even kind I got because you're going to be like,
nice microphone, nice headphones.
Well, that we did pair up to have the same kind of like quality for audio. that's right, different. Right. That's for work.
No, that's awesome when it's the exact same SKU.
I am going to read my review first because I want to get out of this carousel of hell. This is for the Zonli weighted cooling weighted blanket.
Okay. That would be nice.
Sorry, adults weighted blanket, 20 pounds. It's gray, queen size. Okay. This is two stars from Lyle C.
It's S E E.
But starts with a C.
It's like sometimes Lyle, sometimes what he'll do is like, it is Lyle C, S-E-E, but like he'll just abbreviate it.
Okay.
To C, the
to
letter.
To the letter C.
Yes.
Okay. It's two stars. And listen, I just want to go into this by saying, for me, I'm just going to read it. It's just the way this review was written is probably one of my favorite like formatting, just the language itself. Okay. Two stars from Lyle C. A bit of a disappointment. Aw, what a shame. I was hoping for better. So here's the problem. I had this blanket for only 5 days before the beads at the top of the blanket closest to your head all fell down into the center of the blanket. What I mean to say is that over the course of a few nights, there were none in the first sections at all. I expect this would not only lead to the beads defeating their purpose, but to an uneven distribution of weight. So I went back and read the negative reviews more closely and realized that it was only going to get worse from there. As a result, I made the decision to return it before I ended up with the beads all over the bed or the floor like others have described. The other thing, which I hadn't anticipated but is no fault of the product or the supplier, is having all that additional weight on top of me while I slept led to my waking up with lower back pain that I could easily see leading to an ongoing issue. So, not the best product for my purposes. I would suggest going by the negative views on this one, as there is a reason why so many people have rated this product so low. Therefore, I would recommend taking heed of their warning.
So polite. So unnecessarily detailed and polite.
It read to me like a high school essay of like, here's this format. Ending conclusion.
Trying to like pad the word count.
Yes. Also, to start with, aw, what a shame. Oh man.
Also, through no fault of the product, I realized that it wasn't for me.
And that honestly, like, I just want them to know they were great. Like, it was so about me and my preferences. And I should have, that honestly was, at the end of the day, it was all on me. I should have just listened. Shoot, that's
such a bummer.
It's an
NBA post-game press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eliza R.
Yeah.
ESPN.
Yes.
Good to see you guys. Just lost.
We did. It
you guys
sucks.
Just lost the end. You just lost the. And this was a game seven. You could have gone to the NBA finals. You didn't.
Right.
Sorry. Let me get the question out, because like we don't have that much time.
Totally.
You took the ball down the stretch and you missed a couple open layups, which is surprising. And yeah.
I know, right? That sucked. Like, I hated that I did that. And honestly, I just want the rest of my team, of the Utah Jazz, to know that, like, it was no one else's fault but mine. That was
right.
on me. I
okay.
feel so bad, because it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I should have just played better. And so it sucks. I mean, it's such a bummer that we didn't make it. But listen, you know, the other team was just, they were on it tonight. So what exactly was the question?
I didn't even get to it, but I ran out of time.
It's okay. Any other questions from the crowd? Yes.
Paul Q, New York Times.
Hey, Paul. I love your tie, Paul.
Thank you. It's very plain. As am I. In two words, can you sum up what losing this game might mean for your offseason?
Oh my God. This isn't part of my two words. I'm just kind of like trying to think of it.
It was supposed to be like sort of a rapid fire, like
totally,
two words.
Totally. And it is going to be rapid fire. Big bummer.
You want me to print in the New York Times that you said losing was a big bummer?
Yeah. I mean, like, guys, sorry, I know that a lot of other players who you interview, they try and keep a positive attitude, like, yeah, we'll learn from our mistakes. They were just really on, you know, it's like, but I wear my heart on my sleeve, and like, I feel like I just, can we all agree to just like, let's all shake it out. Everyone stand up. Everyone stand up right now.
Everyone reluctantly stands up, looking around, and there's no precedent for this.
Everyone just start, just like give it a shake out. Just shake out your lip. Yeah, come on, Paul. Loosen up that tie. Yes, Eliza, you too. Come on. Just let's all shake out our hands. Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
a big sigh. Yes. Now let's all sit down. Let's just be human together. Losing, that sucked. That was a big, that really was such a shame, and I think I'm at fault for that. And so I can be human, I could admit it. Yeah, what's up?
Paul again.
Hey, Paul.
Just one last thing.
Yeah, please, anything.
Your coach, he didn't mince words about the loss. He said
never
that
does.
Your attitude was sort of flippant and like, it is what it is. That you were go with the flow, but to the point of fault in terms of team chemistry. He went on, he said, the open layups, you toss the ball up just in the general direction of the basket and then look towards the crowd and shrug like,
Well, listen, I
Care
mean, like,
comment?
Of course. What are you going to do? If it doesn't make it in the basket,
right.
What are you going to do? It happened. That's
Get
in the
rebound,
past.
Yeah.
And now we can only move forward. And like, of course, was it a big old bummer? Big old bummer that I didn't make it in the basket as much as I would have liked? Of course it was. And it's okay to be upset, Paul. It's okay to be upset. And so, you know, Coach Rob, I so appreciate him. I so appreciate that, like, he was able to just, like, speak his mind. And I just want to let him know, like, no hard feelings. It was not his fault that I didn't make the swish.
Right. And then this just did come in, and a notification on my phone. You've been traded. And the you get traded to the Twin Timberwolves, and they actually released you, so you don't actually work in the NBA anymore. Just so you know.
No.
This happened, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, what? For real?
That's what you want
Are
me to publish?
Are you serious?
Do you care to comment and that's your official comment?
This is my comment. No way! That's such a shame.
What?
That's such a shame, Paul.
It's one of those movie transitions of, like, the newspaper spinning and then hits it.
No way!
No way! Says fired NBA player. All right, should we take a quick break?
They traded you and then they released you, so you actually don't work for the NBA anymore.
This just happened, and I'm telling you the news.
I'm so sorry that you're hearing about it from me right now.
But can you comment? All right, we'll be right back after we thank some sponsors or not.
No, let's do that.
Right.
That's
right,
how we get money.
Have to. Yep. We have to, for sure. Cash, yeah.
Yep.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes, your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel, like, there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just, like, put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just, like, state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel, and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Und wir back.
Und wir back, Jeffrey. Yeah.
No, that's
all right,
good serious.
No, that was so silly, but we're actually back.
I don't mean to take ourselves too seriously, but I think what this show has kind of become is a deep delve,
yeah,
a sociological experiment,
yes,
of the highest caliber, and yeah, on
my favorite calendar. Because what I have to do sometimes is we have to do work, which is just planning when to record.
And so what is your favorite calendar? Because I know you have like you have the ones that are kind of various dogs, and that's when you tack up on a wall. But I also see that you have like the kind of giant one that you lay out on your desk that the days are like the size of my fist.
Yeah, yeah.
Volunteer
so it's like a twister board.
Yeah.
And then at the top, there's like a hunk-sized photo of a hunk who sort of volunteers as someone who... For lack of a better term, battles back against flame. Mm-hmm. And he is my new flame.
For lack of a better term, there is a better term. And I guess it's just firefighter. But it is the job description.
Very good.
The job description is in the title of the job.
Really?
Yes. Firefighter. Like a cook. They cook. That's podcaster. I guess almost every job is in the job description now that I think about it. Fuck me.
Okay.
Just read the fucking thing.
This is a one-star review of... The one, the only gravity blanket from Travis. You want to give Travis the last name? We have no initial.
Travis.
Then that's it?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
What it's spelled like it sounds.
It's so confusing how it sounds. Renewing his passport.
Travis. Yes.
There aren't letters to describe some of those words, the sounds you just made. All right, one star of the official gravity blanket. The title is, do not order unless you're absolutely certain that this is what you want.
Oh,
even
God.
Then, reconsider.
That's the whole title?
That's the whole, that whole thing's the title.
Oh my God, even then, reconsider.
Unless you are absolutely sure you want this blanket, do not order online. If you have to send it back, it would cost over $70 to mail. I do not recommend this for postmenopausal women with hot flashes. It is too heavy and it is too hot. I do not recommend this for older men with prostate cancer on hormone therapy having hot flashes. If you are a young child, I would worry about suffocation. If you are in between young and old and have lots of money to spend on a blanket full of sand... Knock yourself out. I feel like they just could have said, if you have hot flashes, don't get this. They got really specific to their situation, but didn't explain it at all. I guess their kid suffocated. But the thing that got me was, if you're in between young and old and have lots of money to spend on a blanket full of sand, knock yourself out. Also, be absolutely certain, even then, reconsider.
Even then, so, and Justin... Do you take Trish to be your lawfully wedded wife in sickness and in health, for better, for poor, for better, for worse, for rich, for poor, till death do you part?
And you know what, Doc? I'm so certain of it.
I
just have to really make sure.
Yeah.
Because marriage means so much to me.
Yes. I need you to really, because you've said like she is the one undoubtedly. I need you to like take that, go think about it.
I know. Do you guys mind, turns to the congregation, do you guys mind if I just go like take a walk, just like 10 minutes?
What are you talking about?
No. I want to marry. I just have to make sure.
No, this is good for him. This is really good for him. This is good for him. What do you mean this is good for him? I just said I do. What? Now you need to think about it?
One time I bought a car instead of leasing it, and it didn't end up being the car for me.
Did you just compare me to a car?
No, I'm not comparing you to a car. I'm just saying, like, I have to make sure because this means so much to me, and you mean so much to me. Does that make sense?
The congregation's all like, no, he makes it really good. Even her parents are like, no, like, we get it. We would.
I would do the same thing. I'd do the same thing, brother.
Okay, everyone, so let's just take 10. And Travis, why don't you, you know, if you want me to come with you, if you want to be alone, you let me know. But you just take the time you need to really, I want you to really think about this, because once you say I do, like, sure, you can get a divorce, but like... You should really think about if that's even a process you want to go through, if that's even worth it, if she's even worth it. This is unbelievable, Travis. Are you seriously going to do this right now?
I think I'm going to take a walk solo.
Or Justin, sorry. I'm so confused. Justin,
no,
you can do this?
Just let me take a walk solo. I need to be with my thoughts and work this out through song.
Okay. Everyone's like, yes. Yeah, do it. Let him. This is good.
Cut to him outside the church. It's kind of like a field. He's just kind of like walking very pensively. She can spill with a smile. She can wound with her eyes. She can ruin my faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants me to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. He starts crying.
One by one, everyone starts walking out of the congregation to listen. They're looking at each other like,
I love her so much. I just, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong, but I have to be certain because of that one time I leased a car and didn't end up loving it.
The minister's just like, keep going.
Oh, I take care of myself. That I'm waiting right now to marry her.
Everyone starts gathering, like they have a circle around you holding hands, swaying.
And I might marry her, but I also might not.
What?
I'll know within seconds.
What are you talking about?
You know what? I think I'm gonna do it.
Everyone.
I'm gonna marry her.
You try to leave the circle. Everyone firms their grip. Are no, you come on, guys, sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I sang a little bit and I kind of figured it out.
They start going
because the card it wasn't
tighter.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Are you guys threatening me?
The minister's like, no. Justin, we would never do that. We just want to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
I mean, I've been into it before, so I know that it's going to be good.
Oh, you meant like the... Sorry. I just am so nervous because you guys are like tightening in and like I don't even know where my fiance went. Trish? Trish?
It's just silent.
They just the wind is so noticeably loud.
They keep so circling in.
I don't like this. You guys are like, I'm trying to stay calm, but like, it's like, because you don't want your closest friends, families, and relatives to like be conspiring to like close in on you. Oh, yeah, you guys are kind of up around me. Oh, Trish, it's happening. Trish, I fell for it. I should have married you on the spot. I'm sorry, Trish. Trish! Oh! They're just crushing him.
Trish! She's just watching, standing there.
Trish!
Doc, I'd like to change my answer.
What?
I know I said I do, but everyone turns to her. I don't.
He's so bruised in the middle.
What?
You think that you could just walk out in the middle of our wedding? That's not the kind of man I want to marry. I want to marry someone who's excited
to
marry
sing.
Me.
I sang. Why? I don't understand. Are they, was that a test?
It was a test. Everyone releases it. She starts handing out envelopes with checks in them. That was a test.
What?
Thank you so much, everyone, for proving to me what I already knew in my heart. He was second-guessing everything. The pastor goes over to her, like, start giving her a hug. And we knew, and we knew he wasn't the right one for you. We love you so much. Everyone just starts hugging.
We were
love
perfect.
You so much. We love you this so is, much.
I'm like, I'm so calm because, again, I'm trying to, like, not cry in front of everyone. That was
just go. Go sing in a field about someone else because, obviously, you don't really want me.
Fine. Cut to him in a different field. She'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. He's weeping. But she'll bring out the worst and the more worst you can't be. Blame it all on her friends because they tested me outside the pews. Another woman kind of appears in the field. Hey. your fiance kind of test you? She just kind of nods. You want to get pizza? Cut to a Hollywood film executive's office. So, it's sort of A24 tone, but it's also the classic rom-com.
It's...
You get that.
Midsummer meets When Harry Met Sally.
Sally, yeah.
We love
right.
it.
Right, so you guys... You guys clearly just came up with this on the spot. Because you contradicted yourself several times. We're not going to buy it. Let me ask you this. Depending on your answer, I'll buy this movie or not.
Okay.
Did you guys even know each other before 10 a.m. this morning? They look at each other?
No. Right, so you said no in an Australian accent.
Get out of my office.
Get out.
No.
Should we do one more review?
Let's do it. Oh my God, this might be one of my favorite ones. This is for YNM weighted blanket cotton material.
Mm.
4 stars from the initials MMF.
Oh my God. Male Fromson.
4 stars. The subject line is 17 days in.
Oh my God. So specific.
I've been considering the weighted blanket for some time. I'm middle-aged, I'm sore, I'm tired, and I just want to sleep through the night. I'm a side sleeper with shoulder issues, and it's pissing me off. And finally, I got tired of waking up and tossing and turning, so I decided to put the money down for better pillows and the weighted blanket. So let's talk about the weighted blanket. Is it warm? Yes, but not too warm. I'll still need a comforter of some sort and flannel sheets for winter. Is it worth buying the duvet cover? No. I bought one and put it on and found it was too big for the actual blanket, didn't secure in well enough to hold the blanket in place, and was more than I wanted to deal with nightly. If I shared my bed with a dog or had young children or was able to sew and could fix it to work better for me, maybe I'd be willing to deal with the duvet. I just want to sleep. Have I slept perfectly, though, every single one of those 17 nights? Nope. I had one bad night, which I attribute to the pillow I was using, which I've since returned, but the other 16 have been golden. Even the nights when I didn't get to bed until late and had to get up early the next day have been great. Would I recommend it? All caps, yes! I like sleeping! And I think the rest of you do, too. It's not too hot for summer, not too cold for winter. Literally, buying this was so much easier than my pillow hunt has been. Is this gonna be for everyone? Nope. And that's okay. But looking for products that will help you sleep is always money well spent, parentheses, so long as there's a return policy involved.
Listen, Randy, you've been coming to these speed dating events... for a couple months, and I just have noticed you haven't had a lot of success, and I kind of wanted to just give you a note.
Yeah.
Because I really want you to find love, and that's why I started this whole thing, and that's why it's my
speedy. Well, thank you, Chris. I mean, listen, Chris's chemistry lab, and I love that play on words there, chemistry lab, speed dating sessions, has been, I mean, I've had the time of my life, and I can't fucking understand why I haven't met my goddamn match yet. It's pissing me off, actually.
Right, so that's part of it. You kind of, I don't even know if you know what speed dating is. So basically, you kind of just give people short answers, see if there's a chemistry, that's why we call it the chemistry lab, and then you move on. And what you have been doing is you've been kind of latching on to the first date that you've been matched with and then telling everybody angrily, hey, go around, we're kind of hitting it off, and you never are. The last time you kind of yelled about how you've been getting good sleep, which I don't understand why you have to yell about that. And then you were attributing it to a couple products they've been using. But
listen, you know, I thought a couple. I've been getting feedback that people like how animated I am, and I can't help it. I've always been a guy who speaks my goddamn mind.
Right. Well, we also have the rule that you have to give someone one positive note before you switch. Mm-hmm. So the only it seems like that's a note that people gave you because they couldn't think of anything else positive to say, and even that's sort of a backhanded compliment. I don't know if you can see that.
Well, I don't know what you want from me, Chris. I mean,
let's do this. Let's go through a speed dating round, you and me, right now. We'll just kind of role play.
Chris, I don't want to date you.
I know.
No offense. I'm just saying.
No, let's just do this, and I'll give you notes as we go. You know, that way that it doesn't feel as intense, and you know, you can just be low stakes. But let's
have you done this with any other people in the chemistry lab, or is it just me?
I don't think that's relevant. It's just let's try this out and okay. See how it goes. All right, so you sit down. I'm a woman that you seem to be at least kind of interested in. Right. What's the first thing you say?
I say this chair could be more even. It's like only three of the legs are touching the ground, and the other one is just kind of wobbling. How are they going to expect me to get to know you if I'm just like me? Do you want me to feel your chair? Is your chair like that, or is it just
mine? I'm
going to
stop you right there. Don't yell at someone about their chair. Don't go.
I want it to be comfortable for both of us. How am I going to focus on getting to know this lovely woman if I'm just like wanting to? Where's a Splenda packet or something? Damn, God.
That's not a good solve for that. Listen, let's try again. This time, don't mention the chair. All right, you sit down. I'm a gorgeous woman. First thing that comes to your mind. Go. Just relax.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Good. You're doing good.
And what's your name? How are you going to expect me? Sorry, it's just, I feel like people don't introduce themselves anymore, you know?
They
I feel
always
like
do. People. You didn't even give me a second to get a word in edgewise.
Okay, fine. Now you go. You on a railroad, then you go on a railroad. Speaking of railroads, the train here today. Did you take the train or do you drive? Are you one of those people who waste gas?
There's no trains near here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what took me so long, is that there needs to be more stations. Don't tell me you're one of those gas guzzlers who's like, public transportation in this city isn't as good as New York. Because obviously it's not as good. You just need to know how to use it right.
Right.
So what's your name?
My name is Beck.
Beck? In my day, women weren't named Beck.
How? You're not that old. You're like 39. Beck. The Beck that I know that I'm naming this after is 34.
Well, okay.
Again, stop. I'm going to stop you right there. Don't mock people. Don't mock people back to them.
You mocked me. That one was
that's
because
I had to stop. I had to stop you. Be curious, you know, ask people questions out of curiosity, not out of not out of curiosity. You asked it out of judgment because you didn't say it fast enough. Yeah, no, you didn't even ask. You said, oh, you don't tell me you're one of those gas guzzlers. That's what you said.
Okay, and then
you
yelled fine. Let's go back in. I'm ready. Let's go back in.
All right.
Do you drive a car, Beck?
I'm ending this one. Let's just start over because at this point, the speed dating would move on. You sit down with a new woman. Clean slate, all right? You're not talking about cars. You're not talking about gas guzzling. You sit down, beautiful woman. What do you say?
Tell me about you. Okay, well, now I guess I have to fill
the
silence.
No, you yelled at her to tell her about it. Like, you didn't yell, but you said it so tersely. No one's going to want to answer to that.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying.
You only get
2 minutes
with these people. Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you. How's your day been so far? What do you think about this place?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I came here from work, and it's a little weird. It's a little awkward, but I, you know, it's nice to get to know people.
Yeah, totally. What do you do for work?
I work at AutoZone.
Are you lying to me?
No, it took
you a while to think of where you worked. Are you covering up? Are you doing some illegal shit? What the hell do you do for work?
Chris.
What?
It was a hypothetical. I couldn't think of something. That's me. They're going to know what they do, and they're going to say it like that. And even if they don't yell at them that they're some kind of part of some covert operation that's trying to scam you.
Well, I was being curious about what they did. I wanted to know if they really worked for AutoZone or if that was a cover-up for something else. That was me being genuinely curious.
All right. Well, you know what? The lab's about to start. I know I asked you to come here like 15 minutes early, so let's just see how today goes. Cut to the thing. The first couple haven't gone super well. Yeah, I think I'm gonna move on to the next seat.
Yeah, but just so you know, checks goes, out.
Yeah. Then another woman comes to say, "Oh no, this chair is all fucking wonky. So irritating. So stupid."
I'm so glad you agree. It's like you can't even. I can't even focus on you because I'm just wobbling around.
Yeah, every three of these have had to put a Splenda packet underneath it.
I take it out. My chair moves. I've had to do the same. You can't do it with sweet and low. It's gotta be
Splenda. Hey, what do you do for work?
I work at AutoZone.
Said it took you a while to say that. How? Where do you really work?
Oh, I money launder for white collar criminals in New York.
I knew it.
What do you do for work?
I work at a rainforest cafe.
Well, it took you a long time to answer that one. What do you really do?
I give people tattoos that actually fade away, but I charge them full price.
Do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Cut to them in the at one of their places. They take their pants off. Took you a while to get your pants off. Now take your real pants off. They take like what seems to be their skin off, but it's really just leggings that were like printed to look like their lower body, and then it's their real body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now yeah. Take your real pants off. Yeah.
What? who are these people? They're small-time crooks.
They come back to chemistry lab like a couple years later.
You guys know you don't have to keep coming to this to go on dates, right?
No, we just wanted to thank you for introducing us to the love of my goddamn life.
Why are you speaking in unison?
Because we're soulmates.
Get out!
all right, should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This
took me all week long.
It really does feel like we haven't done this in a while.
I know. That was fun.
I think it would have been...
Come on.
Yeah, it's been over 2 weeks.
Anyway. We're having fun.
Yeah, we're sure. You're saying it like, come on.
Jeffrey,
like I'm like a wallflower
Jeffrey,
at a party.
Come on. We're having fun.
I am
fun.
Having fun.
It's okay.
Yes, correct.
It's okay to smile.
I was.
I know. I'm saying that's good.
What's shaking you?
Okay. What's shaking me? For the first time, and I can't believe it took me this long, I watched all the way through Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah.
And it is a masterpiece.
It's unbelievable.
Again, this is another one of those What Shook Me segments where Riley was fucking late to the party.
But that's like, yeah.
It's
it went
fantastic.
Under the radar, I think.
It's really fantastic. I love it. It makes me feel all warm and cozy for fall. It's a two-part What Shook Me. Also, Elizabeth and I, so Daniel's going out of town for like 20 days to shoot a film, which is very exciting. And during that time, Elizabeth and I are going to start fostering dogs.
Yes.
And we are so excited. We are so excited.
You're doing multiple at once or is it one per week?
No, I think it's like minimum requirement. Well, they said like it depends on your schedule, but usually it's like a two-week requirement. And so we're probably going to still keep doing it once Daniel comes back. Because Chauncey's done, Into the Mist is done, we kind of have a lot of those big projects out of the way.
Yeah.
I do have my wine level one exam this coming weekend on the 9th.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, it's like we're so excited.
What if you get paired with like... one that you just want to adopt.
I've thought about that, but then also I'm just like, I brought that up to Daniel and he's like, I don't think so. But also because it wouldn't be fair, especially it's like with Daniel not here, to then be like, we're going to keep it and have that would not be nice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I also think it'll be nice, going in, like, knowing that it's like, okay, this is not our dog. We're going to take care of this dog and, like, give it love and, like, get it ready for its permanent home. Yeah. Will, you know, be, I mean, it's still going to be sad, but, like, but it will, I think, be more helpful to just go in and be like, it's like imagining we're dog sitting for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's shaking you?
I mean, going into this, I wanted it to be Celsius, but I like had to, I didn't want it to go cold and I wanted to crack it on air. So I guess it's Celsius. Yeah.
You're, HeadGum Live. HeadGum Podcast Live. Oh, yeah, yeah. Live.
And HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd, 7 p.m. Tickets are almost gone.
Oh my God.
Which is crazy.
That's so
There's only
exciting.
90 left. And it's 3 weeks from yesterday.
Are you
so
excited?
When this comes out, it'll be less than 2 weeks. I don't know if it's going to sell out or not. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to go. I'm going to New York for another 2 weeks, which I'm really excited about. I guess that's what's shaking me. You know what's shaking me? Is that it's finally fall. It's not Riley
bitch.
Fall, which is just half the year. But no, because you know what it was? Oh, this is what checked me. Last week it was kind of cold.
Oh, it
there
was
were like
amazing.
A couple days it was cold. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hot as
and
fuck
so I,
today.
It's so hot. Today and yesterday has been unbelievably hot, which I just hate. But I mean, and I think you might be similar to this of like, we thrive in like colder weather in terms of fashion.
Yes, we do. We love a sweater. So, we love a chunky sweater. Yeah. Ugh.
That's my shit. And so starting, I think, Tuesday, it's going to be like 70s.
Beautiful.
So, God, that's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. I
to wear a jacket. To be able to wear a jacket?
Justifiably.
Well, for you, justifiably. Yeah. For me, I can't do it until now.
You're a
so
furnace
I am,
man.
I am a furnace man. So really excited for the colder weather.
Yeah, and fall in New York is going to be amazing.
It's autumn in New York.
Hmm?
Come on.
Should we thank... Oh, well, actually, sorry, before we do that...
Yeah.
You can actually find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James. And on Twitter, you changed your name, I think. What is it now?
Jeff Boyardee.
It's still Jeff Boyardee?
Yeah, I didn't. I changed my name to Jeffrey San Diego.
That's right.
But I didn't change my handle.
Got it. Okay. You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can follow us on Instagram at Review Review, on Twitter at Review Review Show, and Reddit r/ReviewReview.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, and on Twitter at Riley Coyote. Let's thank some VI Podcats.
I guess.
Oh, come on.
No,
come
I mean, it's like we do this every time. Oh, Hallie messaged the Discord yesterday.
Holy
and
shit.
It's been a year of Zardies. Yesterday was like the anniversary.
Oh shit, really?
Of the Zardies.
I thought we started it in mid-October, so I thought it was coming up, but we should do, I guess that should be the Zardy theme.
That's
this month is
our
anniversary.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy birthday, Patreon.
Happy birthday, Patreon. Happy anniversary,
and you guys can subscribe
Patreon.
at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff if you want to be a part of that Zardy.
Zard of that world. Okay.
That's really good.
Big thank you to, you know what? I'm done reading these. Fuck these patrons.
What? Riley.
I didn't.
Out of line.
No, I didn't read. I didn't write that. That was the name.
They get an _ Christian side hugs for chastity.
Aaron.
Aaron Coogan forgot his password, so the old Dobbin was for a calendar one.
Avi is a little rat boy, new patron.
Agent Michael Scott.
Aggie.
A co in the key of God damn it, I thought I changed my name a week ago, and now I have to wait like 2 weeks just to hear this one.
Alex Witt.
And now a patron who needs no introduction, so moving on.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bob Buell is going to the HeadGum Show live, and I'm going to heckle Jeff's dusty wagon
God.
Live and in Technicolor,
God.
I deserve this.
Brad Hild is applying for Survivor and needs that good word with Probst, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's
so amazing.
Exciting.
Brian Dodd.
Brungus Mink is dead. Gulia Bowie Dyfus is back.
Burlington Oat Factory. Jean Jacket Maple Walnut Flavor Style.
Chuck.
Caroline the Breadwinner and Kinsey the Bread Sinner.
Chasten Bales.
Clough.
Consider this an open invitation to Daddy Tuesday Night's baby shower. Oh, and honestly, a gift or two wouldn't hurt to bring, Bob.
corned beef.
New patron.
New patron.
Cullen, new patron.
New patron. Damien Kirk, mid-tenure patron. So who would give a shit?
Devin Clark Memler is a real piece of work. Just the worst.
Don't forget to like and she-scribe.
Every night I shiver, praying for a piece of clothing to warm me like a review hoodie.
Fancy octopus.
Frito-Lay.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Jeffrey, you just got a guest on NADPOD. Not for my sake, but for yours. I really do think you would enjoy that. Well?
I would never be invited on NADPOD. I've also never played D&D. You've played D&D, so you should go on NADPOD.
I don't think I'd be invited on that either.
Well, Murph really has it out for you.
I know. Dude,
I've never seen someone hate someone so for no reason.
For literally no reason.
Have you even talked to him ever?
No.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Gray and his mom were stepped out by Jeff, and he has to pay child support. Jeff stepped out on
Jeff,
by
that's
Jeff.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even sorry. It's like, so why should I pay the alimony?
Greg Berg.
Graeme Stapp, GME, new patron.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
Sure. Aaron Keefe moved to LA.
Nice. I think.
We should have them on again.
Yes.
Holly.
I literally only subscribe to force Jeffrey and Riley to say trans rights, XOXO.
I wanted to just do freaky condiment names, but I can only think of Celine Freaky Dijon, so I give up.
Is my favorite patron. Anyway, another thing I hate about...
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Juan.
Jake the Snake Raddus.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia feels a sense of nostalgia for the time that Riley was a lemon on Jeff's live.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
JP again. And fun fact number two, when I get into Ubers, I pretend to be British.
Caleb Luster.
Oh, Keelan new Shelton, patron. New patron. As of literally today.
Oh my God, good timing. Welcome. Lauren Mullane.
Lord Hunter the Grey.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
The hell was that?
No, it's just, I can't quite believe it.
Mark Priest.
Michael Bagel.
Mo Pete and the Philosopher's Stone.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Porteous ate a Cornish game Ken and is just as confused as you are.
No, it's Rory and Davier Zooey Landle.
You can't be mad that people didn't get that on the first time you told them. Orange, you're glad it isn't Hallie.
Phoebe.
Quack.
Rooster Williams.
Rumor has it the HeadGum Podcast caused Jeff's parents to get divorced.
True.
No, that was just their numerous arguments when I was growing up.
Oh, got it. Sam Armstrong.
Yeah. Scalby Lawsuit's Ramona was high on the Zardy and was, well, anxious.
Sean Siguenza. New patron? No.
Shan to the bone has, what's that? A boner.
So
holy shit. Oh, Space Ant. Sorry, he's forgettable.
This is a message for Jasper. DM at Tyro Sambro on Twitter and he'll pay for your subscription for 6 months. I got it wrong before.
Well, this was the first time we didn't say Jasper's name. And he's sort of, if he's not on here, he's not alive.
That's not true.
No, I mean, like,
alive
I forget
you.
That
okay,
he's around.
Got it.
Yeah. TJ Michael.
Tyler's favorite couple.
And Yaro Bouchard. Woo! So thank you guys so much for subscribing at the highest tier. If you guys also want access to a ton of bonus content, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. And until next week, we'll see you guys then.
Oh.
Arrivederci.
Chee!
That was a HeadGum Original.